The Lumbee Indian tribe of North Carolina has lost one of its greatest voices. Willie Lowry was a singer, a composer, and activist. He died in May before seeing the reissue of an album that he made in the late 1960s, which has become an underground classic. That record is out now, and NPR's Joel Rose has this appreciation.
Willie Lowry called his band Plant and See, as in plant the seed in the ground and see what comes up. The band recorded only one album that went out of print shortly after it was released in 1969, but psychedelic rock fans have always held it in high esteem. Underneath the grapevine, smoking my weed. When I heard some footsteps in the leaves. Plant and See's music was very much of its moment, hazy southern blend of rock, soul, and blues. But in some ways, the band was ahead of its time, especially in its diversity. The drummer was black, the bass player was Latino, the backup singer was white, and the frontman was American Indian.
What I hear in it is Lumbee harmony. It's rich and it's tight, but it's also open.
Melinda Maynor Lowry is Willie Lowry's widow and a professor of history at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. She says some of the vocal harmonies on Plant and See have roots in the Lumbee Church.
Singing in harmony has been something we've done for hundreds of years in churches without instruments. So the richness was provided by human voices singing in harmony. And that's what he heard from babyhood. And Willie was an incredible perfectionist when it came to making sure his band members and making sure he himself were doing the right things.
Willie Lowry was born in Robeson County in eastern North Carolina. His parents were sharecroppers, and Lowry himself worked in the fields, picking cotton as a young man, as he told a UNC folklorist in 2008.
We grew up very poor family. We didn't have guitars and stuff like that. But I could hear music in my head as I was plowing old mule.
Lowry played a guitar for the first time when his sister married a man who owned one and who taught him how to play a few blues riffs.
Problem was, he didn't like for nobody to play his guitar. But ever so often, he let me pick it up and deal with it. He told me, if you're going to play guitar, you got to learn this.
Lowry left Robeson County for Baltimore, then moved on to New York and Los Angeles, where Plant and See was recorded. But the band's label promptly folded, and Plant and See fell apart. So Lowry started another band called Lumbee, which scored a regional hit with the song Streets of Gold. Lumbee opened for the Allman Brothers Band in the early 1970s, and Willie Lowry was invited to play with the Oak Ridge Boys. But he declined and moved back to North Carolina to raise a family. Gradually, Lowry built a second career, one focused on making music for and about his fellow Lumbee Indians.
He was telling the community, here's your history.
Jefferson Curry is a folklorist and a member of the Lumbee tribe. In the 1970s, he says Lowry wrote songs for a musical about Lumbee history and a children's album called Proud to Be a Lumbee.
The title track is considered by many, myself included, as the Lumbee national anthem. I can be a doctor, a lawyer, an Indian chief.
Yes, I can. When I grow up into this world, I'm gonna be just what I am.
Melinda Lowry says her husband never regretted his decision to come home.
He understood the vagaries of the music business and had let the bitterness of that really go. So he would be very glad, I think, to see this level of interest in his own music. But really what he would be proudest of is what his children are doing.
Lowry's three sons all followed their father into the music business. His son Clint plays guitar in the heavy metal band Seven Dust. And while it might not have been Willie Lowry's favorite kind of music, Clint says his father was generous with his support and advice.
He was always wanting us to find our own voice, but at the same time, he was wanting us to stick to the fundamentals that are important, which is simplicity and making it where people can understand what you're doing.
Willie Lowry died in May after a long battle with Parkinson's disease at the age of 68. He didn't live to see his cult classic album Plant and Sea reissued by a North Carolina indie label. But Jefferson Curry, who wrote liner notes for the reissue, hopes it will help expand Lowry's reputation, both in Robeson County and beyond.
Those people who just know his psychedelic stuff, because there's a lot of collectors out there, maybe it'll give them a sense into his life and bring them back to the Lummi community to understand a little more what his influences were and where he came from and you know, how this music really came about.
In oral history interviews, Willie Lowry looked back fondly on his days in Plant and Sea, but he said they weren't the highlight of his career.
Probably the greatest time in my life was spent doing music for my own people.
It didn't happen overnight, but the seeds that Willie Lowry planted are finally bearing fruit. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Love and affection, baby, is all I need.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
I got a lot.